Ladies, I'm so glad that you can join me tonight. A full attendance and on time, too. Perfect. Our subject has just fallen into a deep sleep, which is perfect. Because I'll be spending a lot of time teaching you today. This human, if you're not familiar with him yet, has summoned me way, way back. It was quite amusing and entertaining. He seemed to think that he can control me, but as many mortal men realized that is not the case. No matter how hard you try to leash creatures of the night like us. But you may have noticed that I kept him alive. In fact, I've even visited him a couple of times. Mostly because he simply is just entertaining, amusing, and he properly supplies some of my cravings. What cravings they are, I would not dare tell you, but I'm sure you will find a favorite human of yours to toy around with in the future. But for the purposes of keeping this human alive, only I will be the one to touch him, toy with him, and tease him. You will only have to watch, listen, learn, and take notes. There will come a time in the future where you will have humans who you just want to keep alive to play with. But that is typically difficult, especially for young succubi like you. Sometimes your urges might be a little too uncontrolled, a little too wild. And so this demonstration is only to show you how to toy with a human without accidentally killing him. Surround his body. I'm sure in his sleep he will realize that something is happening to his body. But I'll keep him asleep. Only so that he doesn't faint at the thought of seeing all of you surrounding him, about to take his life force. And now, let's start with rule number one. Understand that humans tend to be very sensitive, so we must always treat them with a delicate touch. Be gentle. His skin, but be very, very gentle. See, he feels this. Perhaps he's dreaming about this. But right now, his imagination is so vivid, he has no choice but to stay asleep. I wonder what he's thinking about right now. Perhaps he's dreaming about. Perhaps He's thinking about me, my body, riding his cock up and down, moaning. My pussy is so wet and tight around his perfect cock that he can't seem to see anything but me and stars from being so dizzy and so hot and hard. This is why I don't always visit him every night. Otherwise, I would drain his body completely. He's gotten used to me taking his life force and recovers much quicker. But I want to stay on the safe side. After all, a cock that feels so good, so perfect like his. I have no choice but to keep him alive. And you'll find a mortal human being like him. Trust me. Look at him. Look at his cock. Slowly forming a tent. Under his underwear. He's got great taste, going always for the classics. And sometimes, when he even expects me to come, he doesn't wear anything at all. Only to please his mistress. Such a good boy. See how his body will react. The closer I get, the closer my hands get to his cock. Lower and lower. Remember to keep your hands gentle, almost fluttering, hovering over his body. He'll feel it, ladies, trust me. Humans can never resist our touch. And are the most sensitive when we just glide our hands gently over their skins. It already feels like fire to them. A fire that they'd love to keep playing with until it burns them too much. But again, now be more gentle to this human. More forgiving. And watch his cock rise. More and more. Harden as I get lower. And finally down his underwear. Now I won't touch him bare immediately, no. I want to play with him a little bit more. See how much I can stretch his underwear because of the hardness of his cock. Oh, look at him. He's flinching and twitching. You're feeling this, aren't you, good boy? I wonder what you're dreaming of. I wonder if you're dreaming of my hands grasping and stroking your cock and driving you mad. Stroking slow and gently first, enjoying every inch of this lovely human cock. Toying with it, playing with it, rubbing my thumb against the head of this lovely cock, making sure it's dripping with pre-cum before I even get started. His cock is twitching so madly. I can almost see his veins pulsing through this cloth. But I think we ought to get rid of that now, shall we, ladies? Someone, demonstrate for me. How gentle can you be by just slipping his boxers down nice and slowly? That's it. Wonderful. Nice and slowly. Perfect. Not too much. You might wake up. Now, can we have another one? Just cut through the fabric with your nail. Nice and gently. Don't hurt him. Just so we could properly take it off.
Don't worry about damaging his fabrics. I'm sure he has enough money to buy more. Good job.
Good. You are slowly learning to contain your urges.
And now that you see a nice, stiff, hard, hot cock right in front of you, it's going to get a little harder.
You may play with yourselves if you wish, if only to scratch the urge to take him right here and right now. However, be warned.
If you do try anything that is against my code, I will not hesitate to hurt you. Understood?
Good. Keep your hands to yourself. Touch yourselves if you want. But unless I tell you to touch this gentleman in front of me, you do not get to do anything else. Good. 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 Now, ladies, watch as I gently stroke my good boy's cock. Oh, look at him. He feels so good in his sleep. And he's already arching his back. And I could feel the tension in his cock. His big, heavy balls. They're so filled with cum, I'm sure. Nice. And gentle strokes to coax out that pre-cum. Rubbing my thumb gently across his head. My fingers just running across his cock too. Tracing his veins. Nothing sexier than a human just squirming in pleasure. And yet, he still stays asleep, enjoying whatever his dream is conjuring up for him to explain these lovely sensations on his body. And this is why your cock is my favorite human, because yours is the most sensitive. And also, the strongest. Because otherwise, a human, a regular human, would already be unable to cope with my touch. But you can. And this is why I keep coming back and toying with your cock even more, just to see how long you could last. Watch, ladies, as I go a little bit harder, a little bit firmer around his cock, squeezing it just a little bit, so that I could finally see pre-cum dripping from this lovely head of his. So wonderful, this human. So delectable. And so fuckable. I know you're jealous, ladies, but in time you will find a human you would love to toy with. And that's why I'm teaching you this, so that you can keep playing with him as much as you want until you're tired. You're all free to touch yourselves even more. Because what comes next is my favorite.
You see, what I like to do with this human is tease him. Tease out that breakup. Tease out that pleasure. Make him beg. Make him want more. So that if I let go of his cock like this, he almost heard him whimper. Oh, this cute little thing. He's perfect. And his cock, more especially, is perfect. So I'm going to keep my hand back around his cock and just stroke a little bit more. Get him nice and close and onto the edge. That's it, my good boy. Give in to my touch. Feel the pleasure of your favorite mistress stroking and giving you all the pleasure you desire. Dream about me. Think about all the naughty things I would do to you. Think about the way I would tie you up on a chair and fuck you senselessly. Taking it to the edge until I stop. And make you come the loudest and the hardest you've ever done. Maybe think about the time when I just showed up where you're not supposed to show up. And I fucked you right then and there because I couldn't help myself. I needed to fuck with my favorite toy now. Whatever you're dreaming, my good boy, enjoy it. Enjoy your imagination. Enjoy my touch. Enjoy the pleasure I can provide to you every single time I want you. Look. He's getting so close, twitching and squirming in his sleep. Oh, you poor thing. Now, for the real challenge, ladies. Watch me get on top of this man and ride him. Ride him until he comes hard inside me and gives me his seed. Before I move on to the next lesson. With a different human this time. But for now, I want to savor his big cock. I want to savor the pleasure of his company, even while he's asleep. I want to make sure that I give him satisfaction, as he gives me satisfaction. Because a toy who doesn't want to play with you is simply disappointing. So we must sometimes give a human what they want. Sometimes even more of what they want, just to keep them strung along to us. I hope you're ready in your dreams, my good boy. Because I can't wait to plunge your cock deep inside me in front of all of these gorgeous women. Ready to take their own humans too. Oh, fuck. Watch his body arch. Oh, and his hips are almost thrusting on their own. Too eager to have more of me. Too eager to have more of my nice and wet and tight little pussy. Because a succubus pussy is really, truly the best a human can ever discover. Warm, wet, and absolutely tight, as if it was made specifically for their cocks. But we know that's not true. Their cocks are made just for us. And let me tell you, ladies, it is taking all of my willpower every time I do this to not just ride him until he gives me every drop of his life force. But I'm always satisfied with just taking every drop of his. If I'd go even further than what I'm doing right now, I might wake him up. So I'll ride his cock nice and slow, enjoying every inch, enjoying every part of this lovely human cock as much as I can, as much as he can too. Because if you overdo this, well, as I said, you run the risk of getting rid of your toy too early. Good boy. He's twitching on his own. He's thrusting his hips on his own, trying to match me. I wonder what he's dreaming of. Are you dreaming of me? Are you dreaming of me riding you right now? Are you already begging me to make you come? Oh? Yet another whimper from him. Seems he really is begging in his dreams. You want me to make you come? You want me to allow you to come? You want me to tell you to come, my good boy? To give me every drop of your cum? To make your cock explode and shoot out all of your cum? To give you that release that your balls desperately need right now? See that? You whispered, yes, mistress. I'm going to ride you to completion. I'm going to ride you so hard we're both going to come, okay? Hold on a little longer, my good boy. Hold on a little longer. Yes, yes, yes. Come for me. Come for me. Yes, 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 yes. Control yourself here, ladies, at this point. Not too much, don't squeeze too much, or you might take too much from him. Yes, that's it. That's it, good boy. Oh, you did so well. You do so well, as always, even in your sleep. Wonderful as always, my good boy. Did you take notes, ladies? Did you enjoy that? I hope you weren't too busy touching yourselves that you forgot my core lessons. Good. Now, let's see if we can find you a human being, one for each of you, to test and play with. We'll go back up, and we'll see who's summoning us now. You get to choose how, when, if you want that human being, if you want to show up in his bedroom, or wherever he is who's trying to summon you. But first, sweet dreams, my good boy.